and welcome to this episode of Red Readings. So today we are gonna read N-Mom didn't listen to the carbon monoxide alarm. I've not read it before because, well, I'm stupid. So we're gonna see if it's good, actually. Oh, maybe I will make a behind-the-scenes video for this. Okay, let's start. Hi, it's currently 3 a.m. and ATM, I don't understand, I guess, and I am sitting in the back of my mom's car because the monoxide alarm went off all 3 times before she got my family out. It was basically begging her to get us out, and she scolded me because apparently her intelligence was insulted because I told her we shouldn't be effing ignoring it. What does she do? Scold me and tell me to go back to bed. 15 minutes later, the alarm goes off again. Of course it effing does. By the time I'm getting dressed and telling my brother to get out of the house, she finally decides to tell us to leave. As if we weren't gonna effing do that. Keep in mind that I, 14 years old, had to get my brother ready to leave because she thought opening the windows would keep us safe. She's been neglectful before, but this is a new effing low. I'm already nauseous and in pain when I tell her this. She gets angry again at me because apparently I sounded too aggressive. Sorry for venting about it here. I'm just sick of her acting like this. It's disgusting. She could have gotten my brother and the rest of us killed. And not that good, but I'm just gonna upvote it because I used it in my video. So this post is by Anglephobic. 6 hours ago it was posted, but that will be a little late for you or some on my homepage. Let's do another post in the next take. Hamadouls, I'm back. Maybe there was a small ad break in the middle. Yes, maybe. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, which subreddit should we choose? I'll just have a little fun thing here in r/no stupid questions. Pretty much everything is stupid here. But that's because it's fun, really. Oh, these are actually not stupid. We will just go and type parents. No, I am the butthole. Am I the butthole? It's great. Oh! This is very short, so it will be great for our incentives to do a little short here. Am I the butthole for not caring about adult language around a child while sitting at the bar? Okay. Sitting at the bar at our local Chinese joint, bar is full. 3 people leave, a couple and their 12-ish-year-old daughter take the open seats. About 5 minutes later, my wife uses the F-bomb in a casual conversation. Dad dude turns to me and politely asks us to watch our language. Told him that a bar is no place for a child and that if he didn't want to expose his daughter to curse words, he shouldn't let her sit at the bar. Am I the butthole?
I would say actually, I would say you're not a butthole. So yeah, if you can hear my keyboard, it's just because my computer is bad. Well, it's not a computer. Oh well, it is kind of a computer. They mark this as a computer, at least an alternative, but it's really not. It's really more like a tablet without a touchscreen and a keyboard, and a trackpad. So. You're definitely not the butthole, because, like, seriously, it's a bar. Why is it upvoted? Like, why do you upvote your own comment? I'm gonna go ahead and upvote this. So, thanks for listening to this episode of Red Readings. Hope you had a nice time, and goodbye.